The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, two-time national football champion, author, and philanthropist Tim Tebow shares his desire for everyone to know Jesus.
I like to talk about it as the greatest trade in the history of the world. What is that trade? That trade is dead to alive. That trade is orphan to son or daughter. That trade is lost to found. We have a home in heaven. We are adopted into the family of God. It's the greatest trade in the history of the world.
Well, I want to welcome everyone to Life Today. Now, Betty's not sitting beside me. I promise you she's watching. She's not far from here, but she said, you're going to talk to Tim Tebow. You guys will probably talk sports or something, but why don't you just go for it? Both of you have an amazing birth testimony. Tim Tebow, I want to tell you that I am thrilled to be talking to you. You got my attention back at Florida, winning two national championships, getting the Heisman Trophy. But you had not only John 3:16 under your eyes, but you had the love of God, in my opinion, just looking in from Texas, a guy down there in Florida that was quite a gifted athlete. But you seemed to be more passionate even about your witness for Christ than you were winning championships or, of all things, the Heisman Trophy. I mean, where did that zeal come from that was so obvious to me and to many?
Well, thank you so much for saying that, and thank you for having me today, and I'm grateful to have this time to be able to spend with you, and thank you for those compliments, and it really means a lot, and thank you for your leadership in life for so many years and all the lives you've impacted, and you know, for me, I've been passionate about sports pretty much my entire life, but then there was a time in my life where God really got a hold of my heart, especially when I was in the Philippines, because I saw thrown away kids and kids that were viewed as cursed and less than, and literally insignificant, thrown away and outcast. And God just broke my heart for them. And I really began, I think God started to open my eyes that, you know, I gave you an ability to play sports, not so that you could win a championship or trophies, so that you could lift up other people and you could lift up me and you could make it known. And that maybe in a game, we could be able to take maybe a little bit of success and turn it into significance, because there's a lot of people with success. But I believe one of the greatest forms of tragedy in our life is to be successful, but in things that don't matter. And at the end of the day, Mr. Robinson, what does it really matter if all we had was success in a game, but we didn't have significance in our life by loving Jesus and loving people? And so God just really broke my heart for that. And so, you know, if I had the opportunity to try to win a game or a championship or a trophy, that was awesome. And I loved it and I cared about it. I was passionate about it because there's nothing wrong with that. But man, I always wanted to transcend it to something more, because games and trophies aren't eternal. They're not going to last forever, but people are. And are we having an eternal mindset? And I think that was one of the things that I tried to learn from my dad at an early age and still always trying to work on. But it's to try to have an eternal mindset, that we're always focused on what's going to last forever and how we can impact that every day in our lives. Because I truly do believe that we are here for a reason, that we were made in the image of God, and He has a perfect and a powerful and an awesome plan for our life. And sometimes we just have to sometimes step out of our way to look at it and say, God, what do you want me to do? And I'm willing to step out in faith to do it. And for me, is if I could do anything in a game, you know, that maybe was successful, that's great. But man, if I could try to turn that into significance, it's so much better.
Well, you know, our own life journey shows how potentially special and precious life is and should be considered. Every life precious, all lives matter because they matter to God. Right. I'm the product of a forced sexual relationship on a home nurse, 40 years old, was not supposed to even be able to conceive a child. And she was raped by the alcoholic son of the man she was caring for in the home and conceived. went to have me aborted, and the doctor refused to do it. I was allowed to be born, and there was potential and promise in my life that is there in every life. Now, you, really the child of a missionary family that loved God, that set the beautiful examples you've already referred to, but you were supposed to be a very problem child in the sense of physically perhaps not even being healthy at all. And your mother was encouraged to abort you. Both of us mm-hmm. were miracle births. Every life should be considered a miracle, potential blessing. And yes, we ought to consider all of them that precious. Thank God you were born.
Yes, I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful that God spared me my mom's womb, and my mom made the choice to give me a chance. And I don't need to get into all the stories of her pregnancy with me, but it was extremely hard. And actually, at the beginning of it, they didn't even think that I was a baby. They thought I was a tumor. And so my first nickname when I was born was Timmy the Tumor. So I had that going for me. And then they thought I was a mass of fetal tissue and all these problems. And the doctor that was there when my mom was giving birth to me, he had been doing it for over 35 years, and this was his specialty. And he looked at my mom after I was born, and he said, "Mrs. Tebow, I've been doing this for over 35 years, and this is the greatest miracle that I've ever seen, because I don't know how your son's alive, because the placenta hasn't been attached the entire pregnancy, so we're not sure how he has been getting nutrition and fuel." And so I'm just so grateful that God spared me. And I was malnourished when I was young, but I made up for it quickly. And, you know, I'm so grateful that God spared me and my mom gave me a chance. And you know, what was also special about that, Mr. Robinson, is that my parents always reminded me, as they told me that almost every single night, "Hey, Timmy, before you go to sleep, we want you to know God spared you for a reason. And he loves you like crazy. He loves you so much. And he's got a great plan for your life." You know, when you hear that over and over again, you believe it. And it sinks down into your heart and in your soul. And it makes a huge impact in your life. And I believe one of the biggest life-changing moments in a life is when it understands its worth, right? It's God-given worth, right? That God loves you so much, that he loves me so much. He created me in love, by love, and for love. And before we were ever born, he wrote a masterpiece, a poem that is a masterpiece about our life. Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship. The other two, workmanship means nothing to me. I don't even know what that means. But the other two ways to translate it is poem and masterpiece. We are his poem and masterpiece in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. That gives us worth and that gives us value. And when we understand that God looks at us, not because of our social media followers, not because of the identity the world wants to put on us, not because we have money, fame, or power, but because when he created us with worth and value. And that's why Jesus came and died, because he loves us so, so, so very much. That is where we get our identity from, not what the world says about us, but how God created us.
You know, the moment we started talking on this program, I knew we weren't talking about religion. We're talking about life. We're talking about a relationship with a living God, a Father, who has adopted us into that kingdom family forever. Yes, and when we lose our life in his kingdom purpose, right here, we lose our life in his kingdom purpose. That's when we find it in all of its potential fruitfulness and fullness. And that is why we're here. And so the moment you began talking, and when I watched you back when you were, you know, the football player, but with 316 under your eyes, but wanting people to know that God loves us that much, we weren't talking religion. We were talking relationship with a living God who became our personal Father, and he brought us into a family that is actually here to get his loving arms around the whole world that he gave Jesus to die for, to redeem. Yes. And that's what you and I've been doing. But see, we were living to share Jesus. And we were miracle births, you might say, leading people to the ultimate miracle birth. That's the spiritual rebirth, born from above and transformed into a new creation in Christ, living our life for his kingdom purpose and finding the fullness in it. And this is what, listen, Tim, this is the only hope the world has. He is the truth. He's not a truth. He's the truth. He's the demonstration of truth, the definition of truth. And when we receive that, freedom is the result of that truth living in us and a relationship with God. This is the hope for the future of the world, to have peace, to have everything God wants us to have. And I think you and I believe God's will can be done on earth as it is in heaven. With an enemy, the gates of hell trying to prevail, but they don't have to prevail against the love of God, against the transforming power of truth. And that is what I feel like we understand. That's why we're here. So we're not talking religion. We're talking relationship with the living God and the spiritual birth that's available to everyone who will trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. I want to thank you for your faithfulness to that message. We're involved in the same kind of outreaches. We do rescue and those in human trafficking. We feed the hungry. We drill water wells. I mean, you reach out. You've got some best-selling books. You reach out to children. Boy, do I love that. You know, with 11 grandchildren and now 9 great-grandchildren. I'm telling you, buddy, I appreciate somebody who wants to help kids. You're effective at it because God loves these precious children. God loves everybody. Tim, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for showing the world Jesus, not religion, relationship with Jesus. And I'm praying everybody listening to us will understand that's the way to life. That is the way to eternal life. That is the way to live an abundant life. And I want to thank you for the example you've set. What's on your heart right now as you look out at all that's going on in the world? What do you find yourself praying?
I wanted to add to something you just said is, you know, when we talk about what Jesus did for us and the opportunity that we have with this free gift of eternal life, to me, I like to talk about it as the greatest trade in the history of the world. What is that trade? That trade is dead to alive. That trade is orphan to son or daughter. That trade is lost to found. That trade is that we have a home in heaven. We are adopted into the family of God. It's the greatest trade in the history of the world. Listen, there's been some great people that have made trades, but man, if you could present that to someone of, hey, listen, you're lost, but you can be found. You are dead, but you are alive in Jesus. Like, it's just, to me, it's amazing because it's the gravity of the decision. It's the gravity of what Jesus did on the cross. What Jesus did on the cross didn't make average people a little bit better. It made dead people alive. That's what we're talking about. And so many times we just, you know, what Jesus did on the cross, his blood on the cross, his, everything that he went through, it was, man, that was a really good guy that did a really good thing. No, it was the moment that changed everything. And when we understand the gravity of that, that he loved me so much, that he loved you so much, that if it was just us, he would have still died for us. He loves us that much. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. The gravity of it is huge. It's not, man, just so people can go to a building on Sunday. It's not, he didn't come just so people could watch him perform some cool miracles. No, he went. He lived a perfect life, and he chose to die on a death that we deserve to die so that we could be connected to his dad for all of eternity.
Like, and it begins
the
right now.
The situation is huge.
Yeah, it starts right now.
A little bit better. It's dead to alive.
Yeah, and we're already able to live that life right now. Christ in us, the hope of his glory revealed, the hope of his grace revealed, the hope of his love, his life, his compassion revealed through us. And I'm telling you, if everybody listening to us right now, and I just kind of want to look in the eyes of those of you who are watching, God loves you. God wants to give you life, and he wants that life to flow through you like a river of love and transforming power. It's not a matter of going to a church. It's a matter of becoming the body of Christ as a body of believers, a family that the gates of hell cannot prevail against. Your life, no matter where it's been or what it's been or how miserable or defeated, it can be a life of meaning. Jesus said abundant life. not necessarily abundance in life, but abundant life with or without abundance. You can have abundance and it not have you. You can have no abundance, but be filled with the abundant life of Christ. Now, this is what Tim Tebow and I are talking about. We're not talking about some religion. We're talking about relationship with the living God. And I think you can sense that. Tim, I want you to know I rejoice with your marriage. We prayed for you a long time. We're praying for your future. We're praying for everything you do. I want to thank you for what you do when you have this special prom night, when you reach out to people, what you do in special athletic opportunities for those who are challenged. You want to mention that if people want to support what you're doing. They want to know all the Tim Tebow outreaches. Give me the best way, and we put it up on the screen, for them to know all the things God is leading you to do. And if God leads them to be involved or to involve people in what you're doing, where would you want them to go to find out what God's put on your heart?
They could just go to timtebowfoundation.org and see all the different initiatives that God has called us to, whether that's Night to Shine, which you were mentioning, a worldwide prom for people with special needs that we literally have all around the world and this last year in 35 countries, or it's trying to push back the greatest evil that I believe is in the world and human trafficking and trying to make as big of a dent in pushing back that evil and bring light into the world, or it's orphan care, or it's our hospital, or we got a lot of different initiatives, but really to sum it up, our goal is to fight for people that can't fight for themselves. And that is what I've been called to. And that's what our team's been called to. And so we're going to do that in every way possible for the rest of my life.
Tim, when you have an opportunity that we can, kind of be sitting here in person, have this studio like we normally have it full of people, I want you to feel a warm and direct invitation to come and sit here with me and Betty and tell all the viewers around the world, I've got something on my heart God put there. I want you to come and sit here with us, and whatever it is, you share it with us as if you were sharing it with the closest possible members of your own family, because you will be. And all over the world, we'll have people praying for you and what you're doing. And I'll ask people everywhere, as God leads, to help you do and fulfill the vision God puts on your heart. Can you remember that invitation? Because it really comes not just from my heart, but the heart of God reaching out to help you get His arms of love around the people Jesus died for you. Will you do that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure will. Thank you so much for that heartfelt invitation, and I would gladly take you up on it. That would be amazing. Thank you very much.
Please give my love and appreciation to your family and to your mom for sharing her testimony. Both of us basically were not even supposed to be here, Tim, and both of us can actually say that we've touched millions of lives, and millions have come to know Christ in a personal way. And millions of people have decided to share that life with others. And so I just thank you so much. I thank your mom and your dad and the influence. I pray for your marriage and future and family that it'll just be wonderful. But right now, I'm going to ask all of our viewers to literally look and see a concern that's very legitimate that they are actually the perfect cure for. So, Tim, know that our viewers will be praying for you, and you be praying for us, even as I ask all of our viewers all over the world to put God's arms of love around someone in need right now. I really appreciate you, Tim.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this entire conversation, everything that you've said, and it really means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Tim. And all of you who are watching right now, I want you just to turn your eyes and look at a situation that's very real. And you are God's miracle answer to what you see. Watch closely.
Mothers everywhere want the best for their children. They want them to grow up happy and healthy. Tooch, a young Cambodian mother, wants the same thing for her two young children. But something as basic as providing them water to drink has stolen their health and happiness because the water in Tooch's village is diseased.
ខ្ញុំមានកូន 3នាក់នៅក្រុងតៃខូចអស់មួយសល់ 2 លើសល់ 2 នឹងតែអកដាឥឡូវវារៀកក្អួតទៅពេទ្យសូមមិនទៀតហើយខ្ញុំខ្លាចយកដូចទឹកមុនលឹកមុនណាកូនមុនទៀតខ្ញុំមានអារម្មណ៍ថាណិតកូនខ្លាំងពេលដែលនឹកឃើញកូននឹងម្ដង ให้ดับไปอัดเคยกูมีรำแทนนึกคลั่งไปดึงน้องดองปอบาหึจัดเกยหยัดลูก
No mother should ever have to bury a child simply because they don't have clean water to give them. But clean water can change everything for mothers like Tooch.
บ้านสันที่ขนมพุ่มนี่มีตึกสะอาดนิ่มสบายจัดคลังดำใบกับอ้อยโกนขมิ้ง
I know that if you've talked to people who've ever lost a child, they say that that's the greatest pain that a person can experience, and Betty and I have. And I know you know that. I don't know how I would have made it without your prayers. Right after we go through the Christmas and New Year season, we've been through a tough time for us because we lost Robin 3 days after Christmas. And when we think about that and then listen to this precious mother and see the reality of what they face, to know that something as simple as providing a water well will save the children and grandchildren, can we not together, joyfully, say, I want to share life for those children and grandchildren of precious people, just like the broken-hearted mother you just saw? $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. Think about that. The wells cost $4,800. Could you give a part of a well, $2,400 or $1,200, and pray three join you or another person joins you and we've got a well? Would you right now, prayerfully and with compassion, go and get a bank card or go and get a check and make a check to Life and call the number and tell us what you're mailing? Or would you take that bank card and go online, which is the way so many people now shop, and yes, joyfully give and think about it, giving the greatest gift, life. Would you take that card, go online, or call that number and use the bank card like a check? Would you be the miracle to start a new year and a new life for so many people by being an answer to the heart cry and the prayer and the desire of that precious mother? Holding that, wow, I can't think about looking at that child and not knowing that every night when I go to bed, I pass pictures of Robin, two of them, our baby girl, our daughter. She left us when she was 40 with three teenage children. But I look at that and I think, a miracle can change this cycle of death into the joy of life. Would you please, right now, would you make the gift God put on your heart? I'm asking you to do that. You've heard a miracle story, my story of birth and Tim Tebow's story of birth. Life is so precious, the potential so great. Join us saving lives. Could you give a well or a portion of it? Any gift, and we're going to bless you with gifts. You're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, $72 will provide for 15, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Speak Your Name, devotions and declarations on the reality of Jesus. Filled with stunning imagery, these 40 encouraging devotions by Lainey Renee serve as a reminder of the power of Jesus' name. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Be Refreshed Pitcher. This beautiful ceramic picture is decorated with Proverbs 11:25 and is sure to make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm here on the beautiful continent of Africa. And in this village, like so many other villages that I've been to, there are children dying all the time simply because there is no clean water source. But the situation here is dire. I've talked to so many mothers since I've been here who've buried one mother has buried three children simply because they have no clean water source. There's hand-dug wells, but I've looked at the water. It's filthy, but it doesn't have to happen. When we drill a fresh water well, it goes deep down to water that will not run out during the dry season like we have here. It will be sustainable. It's sealed in. The water is fresh. And I want to thank our partners for what you've done. But there's so much more that we need to do. Let's change this in Jesus' name and bring a cup of water, clean water, water for life in the name of Christ.
Well, I know all of you who are watching, I believe, are going to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And Tim Tebow, I'm holding up this little party to remember. You did something here for kids. It's just great. Go online and get the book for maybe some neighbor's kids or your kids or grandkids. Tim, just again, give my love to your family and thank you for being a witness for Christ so consistent, so faithfully. Man, we love you and appreciate you. God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you to everybody watching and supporting. And just know God loves you. He's got a great plan for you. And we can go live it out and we can bring light into the world. So thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it. And God bless y'all.
Thank you, Tim. And all of you watching, God bless you. Thank you so much, not only for watching Life Today, but sharing Life Today and hopefully every day.
Tears of joy. I'm like, Jesus, thank you for your power.
Tomorrow, Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.